to rock every single part of your life. Are you ready? Are you pumped up? Let's keep pushing forward. Hey guys, I want to talk about learning to rest. It's something that I struggled with for a very long time, as in years. And it's something that's super important. And it's something that has been coming up a lot lately when I'm talking to other people. So honestly, I just want to address that today. The old me was very much in fight or flight mode. I literally did not know how to slow down and rest. Like if I sat down to watch a show or do anything that was not productive, it would spike up my anxiety. It's just something that I physically couldn't do. And I would feel guilt, you know? So if I was sitting down watching Netflix or, like I said, doing something that wasn't productive, I would have this massive feeling of guilt of the fact that I should be up doing something. It didn't matter what it was, you know, like taking care of the kids or anything at all, you know, something maybe that needed to be done around the house, like literally anything that was productive versus sitting down. And that's such an awful mentality to have, guys. You need to sit down and you need to acknowledge the why. Why are you not able to sit down and relax? Like, what is it in your brain that is telling you it's not okay to rest? And that's something that I've worked really, really hard, like over the last 6 months, to get a handle on. Because you need to sit down and you really need to decompress. So I decided that I was going to take weekends off from everything. You know, I'm not on social media. I'm not interacting with other people. It is me and my mind. And in the beginning, you know, it's hard because it's like, what are you pushing down? What are you refusing to acknowledge? And so when you take this time to sit back and rest, you have to acknowledge those things. Like, what demons, what layers are you so blindly just not acknowledging? And you totally don't even have to do it on a weekend. If you wanted to take a different day of the week, just, it doesn't matter, guys. You just need to pick 24 to 48 hours of just doing straight nothing. So when I have my weekends off, I just dive like into my creative mode. I work on my podcast episodes. I work on my book that I'm writing, something that just requires creativity. And you could also do something like go outside, get some fresh air. I know we've been locked in for a long time. And so just stepping outside and like getting, you know, aligned with nature again is a big deal. Something that doesn't require you to interact with other people. It gives you that like time to turn off all the loudness of social media and everything else, and just really allows you to get realigned with yourself and say, okay, these are my goals. Like this is what I'm working on. These are the steps that I need to take to get there, instead of constantly being in this go, go, go mode, because you are not able to refill your cup when you're constantly in this mode of everything. You know, I get it. Like being an adult is hard as hell. And you know, when you have kids and your career and, you know, maybe you have a partner, like any of those things, they require so much attention. And when you're not taking that time for yourself to sit back and really just get realigned with yourself, everything around you suffers and you become miserable. And then you take this like overload mentality where you're sitting and saying, okay, I have to do this and this and this. And then you are piling on so much more stuff onto your plate, and then you literally get none of it done because you are so stressed out and so pushed to your breaking point that all these things that you're wanting to get done or needing to get done, none of them get done because you don't even have the fucking energy to do it because you're not giving yourself that time to sit back and reboot. And one of my biggest struggles, like I said, when I would try to sit down and do nothing was the guilt, okay? That's something that you need to let go. That is something, give yourself permission to sit down and rest. If you want to take this whole 24 hours that, you know, whatever day you're taking, and you want to binge watch Netflix, go for it and do it without guilt. Do not attach this negativity to your situation of being able to rest. Like we were like put into this mentality of you have to do this. You have to constantly be working. You have to constantly, you know, be tending to this or tending to that. And you don't. Like, you just don't. And when you sit down and you give yourself, you know, those 24 to 48 hours, it helps tremendously. Like, your brain is able to get into that creative mode. You're able to step back from everything and everyone and just get really realigned with yourself. And give yourself that time away and know that you don't need to be helpful to people 24/7. You're allowed to step back and have that time strictly to yourself. And you don't have to feel guilty about it. And make sure you're not having this go-go mentality, because guys, you're gonna get burnt out. And I know it's so easy to sit there and say, oh, well, I have to get this, this, and this done, you know, and I have to do all this other kind of stuff. And I get it. But you guys know what? The world is gonna keep turning. Your to-do list and all this stuff that you wanna get done, it's still gonna be there after your 24 to 48 hours. And your productivity level and your creativeness and all that stuff is just gonna be so heightened after you learn to rest. And you need to ask people for help. Like, that's another thing I really struggled with. It's okay. And if you have a partner or a spouse or whatever, you need to make sure that you are drawing these very clear boundaries that their help is needed and it's required. Do not go up to someone and say, hey, you know, is it okay? Do you mind? Can I please go take a bath? Like, can you please make dinner tonight? Can you do this? Can you do that? No, demand it. Say, I am struggling. I need you to make dinner tonight. I am struggling. I need you to watch the kids so I can take a bath, or I can go outside. I can take a 30-minute walk on my, like, by myself. I can clear my mind because I'm struggling. And that's something that you really need to demand, guys. It's not something that you just ask permission for. You do not ask someone to sit there and say, can you help me with this, please? You need to set those boundaries and you need to draw that line in the sand and say, I need your help. Like, I'm struggling right now. I feel like I'm drowning, you know, with whatever it is. Maybe you don't have any kids. Maybe you're just struggling from work or whatever it is. You need to draw those boundaries and say, look, you need to help me. And it's really important, guys. You just need to make sure that you are taking time for yourself. It does not have to be like I take the weekends. It does not have to be the weekends. Like, any time that just fits into your week, just 24 to 48 hours, I promise you will see such a massive difference. You're not going to be in this mindset of like everything's going wrong and what is this and what is that, because your stress level is through the roof, you know? And so it's like the smallest, tiniest detail, whatever it is that happens, you're already on like the peak of that mountain that is full of anger and distress, and then this teeny tiny thing comes along and it's blown out of proportion because you are so far maxed out. Versus when you have taken those days, those 24 to 48 hours to rest, you can actually look at that situation and say, okay, like whatever this just happened, like, okay, anything at all, honestly, guys, like the smallest thing. And you could just sit there and acknowledge it and say, it's not the end of the world. Like, I'm gonna handle this situation, I'm gonna work it out the way it needs to be worked out. Versus when you're so maxed out in your overload mode and the tiniest thing just, boop, that's all it took to knock you off that mountain, you know? And so it's just really important, guys. Learn to rest. And it's not an overnight process. It's taken me months and months to learn how to do something like that. And the first time that I did take the weekends off, it was a struggle for me. You know, I was like, okay, I'm sitting here, but I should go do this. You know, I need to do this in the kitchen, or I need to talk to this person, or maybe this person needs my help. Like, it was really hard for me. And now my weekends, they're so sacred to me. Like, that's my time. And I made it very well known that I'm out of the office, like mentally, physically, I'm not available on the weekends. And it's such an empowering feeling to just sit there and draw those boundaries with people. Like, it's just so important for your mental health, for everything. You have that time to sit down and be creative and dive into your affirmations and say, okay, like, what is serving me and what isn't? What's helping me grow and what isn't? You know, like, what changes do I need to make? And just, you really have that opportunity to sit back and to decompress and to really acknowledge like where you need to recenter your attention. So work on that this week, actually for a long time. Just do it every week. And I hope you guys are doing amazingly well. Everything is opening back up now. So, all right, love you guys.